Clapsing.
You should never vote on 7 in Among Us.
I feel like you've said that twice in the past. Fuck, there's like so much to talk about.
There's also, I can't think of anything.
Dude, like, fuck. We're going to the gym.
Yes, we are.
Day 2.
Oh, introductions.
Major. My name is
I
think at this point I should just go awkward. First because I'm
okay. Yeah, you can go.
Nah, I don't think so.
Okay, I'm
Among Us.
Wrong.
He wants to go to college.
Oh,
I'm actually going to college now. Long Beach.
Oh. Let's go. All
right.
Slat.
Anyways.
Slat. I'm Axel.
Play basketball. I fucked everyone up.
You did not fuck everyone up.
Look at you.
I dunked on you.
Shut up. After we moved the hoop down like seven times.
The hoop
times.
Was at 4 feet. Let it be
known. Yeah, but okay, let's keep in mind that I'm like 5'8" and he's like 6'3".
Thank you.
He's 6'1".
So
I am 6'3".
He is a waste.
He is not 6'3".
If I was 6'3", I'd be dunking.
I'm 6'3". You don't know that?
No.
I grew. I'm 6'3". Yeah, what are you like, 5'2"?
He's 5'2". He's 5'2". I don't think he grew, man.
Just to keep in mind, me and Axel fucked them up in a 2v2.
Dude, honestly, the shortest one.
Let it be known, Daniel plays 2K.
Let it be known.
Yeah, I do.
I don't.
Let it be known. I'm not black.
Lives in a black neighborhood, though.
Yeah.
He dressed
black. Anaheim?
Live in the hood. And a slime.
He dressed black today.
You did? No, yes. You look like Pete Davidson.
I love Pete Davidson, man. He's so funny.
Didn't he kill Macklemore?
No, it's not even Macklemore.
Nice. Fucking pussy, though.
Killed Pop Smoke.
He did not kill Pop Smoke. What? R.I.P.
So, I had an idea that we could watch the Battlefield 2042.
It looks sick as fuck.
It's 2042? That's what it is?
Yeah. Battlefield 2042.
Can you put it up?
I don't have a projector in here.
There's not.
I took it out the other day, so I said, but then I put it back in.
We were watching
Man,
Deliver.
This is so awkward, because I thought we were going to watch the other.
The fuck, you think it's the Joe Rogan ball guys and fucking the new Misfits fucking set? They just have a screen and shit?
Bro,
we got a laptop. The fuck?
A what?
A gaming laptop, to be specific.
A gaming one. Watch.
Yeah?
I hope the microphone can hear this. Check this shit.
The fact that I could fucking feel it now that there's a breeze in the room.
Dude.
Oh. I'm playing and my right wrist will get cold because it plays right next to me.
Hold the desk.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Hold the desk. So if I do this. Wait.
How about.
My concept, if I kick the fucking microphone off, will it fall?
Concept, I'm going to go get another RC Cola.
Daniel was right.
Among Us! Oh my god.
That's fake.
It kind of spiked. I was just say, hey, the fans work though. They work. Cause when I first had it, I didn't turn them on.
Hey, everyone in this room is 18 now.
Hell yeah!
Let's go.
Well, it's street legal.
Yeah, let's go.
We can illegally consent.
That means I could fuck your mama.
We could fuck each other right now, if we really wanted to.
That was a different direction than I assumed we were going.
I don't want to, so it's still rape. So, yeah, please don't.
Is it rape if she liked it, though? Is it, though, ladies and gentlemen?
Classic.
Is it rape if she came?
Rice gum? Did it feel good, though? I don't know if you all remember that from 2000, whatever.
I don't like rice gum.
I don't like him.
He looks ugly.
Anyone watch the Jake Paul? Oh, wait,
we were all
there
at your house.
But this guy wasn't.
I was working.
Oh, it was shitty.
They hugged.
Floyd, this isn't like
they hugged
this.
Isn't like they hugged. It is like kissed and had sex.
It is like Floyd. He got the bag. He made $100 million from that fight.
Made $100 million?
Yeah.
For an exhibition?
Mm-hmm.
Shit, usually exhibitions are charity fights also, too.
Jake Paul was trying to say that his brother won.
Yeah, because he survived.
And
people are saying that he actually knocked him out and Floyd tried to keep him up.
Yeah, I seen that clip. Looked exactly like that.
Floyd was having fun out there. Dude, after he's like, his face was not messed up at all. And he was like, I had fun. He's like, I really like that.
Yeah,
I want to see Tyson fight again.
He probably will. He said he was.
No, he definitely will. I think it's good for him. It feels like himself.
I want to get a tiger.
Get the tiger.
Get another tiger.
He's talking about it on his podcast. No, he gave it away too. I forgot he got the Ocho Sangre. He gave it to a sanctuary. He still visits it sometimes. It's an ugly ass dog. Ew. Yeah. No fun.
It's kind of old.
Okay, I know something we could actually talk about. We're planning a trip. Or Rary's planned a trip.
You haven't talked about that on the podcast yet?
Dude, we haven't recorded in a while. Sorry about that, by the way, Gilda.
Sorry, Gilda.
The one viewer.
Yeah.
We're going on a trip.
You know, Adrian, are we going on a trip too? Okay, real quick. I'm going to recall to the previous episode. I guess we're homophobic. The one with Miguel in it. Yeah. And apparently he was talking about it. He's like, dude. What was her name? Bless fucking you. One of the guard girls, right? She's like, is this you on the podcast? I'm like,
the guard listens.
Oh. Alexandria?
Not Alexandria. Yeah. The little one. Miguel's little brown one.
Mexican. Oh, the one that they didn't leave?
No, that's Gil. That's.
Oh, wait. Never mind. Yeah.
No, the skinny one, emo one.
There's a skinny emo girl?
She looks like Natalie, but in guard.
Skinny?
Very skinny. I am 18. We're all 18. I don't think we're allowed to say that.
Off the camera.
Just cut this out.
Oh. I don't know. I guess. Yeah, she's not ugly, I would say.
Hey, this guy. He's 19.
I'm 18.
18.
Dumbass.
Sorry. You're a child still. Jeez, I'm 18. Yeah. Get older, man.
What the fuck?
Remember that one time when we went over for your not even birthday party?
Yeah, it wasn't even your birthday. Like, I don't know why I got called over. I don't know why somebody said I'd bring pizza and they didn't even ask me to bring pizza.
And now we're best friends.
Oh, yeah, because I was like, well, tell me if I want to bring pizza. I was going to be going home.
Now we're playing basketball together.
Yeah. We're going to get yoked. We're going to rip. I'm going to get shredded. Yeah. Dude, we're already bulking.
What should we do? Basketball once a week?
I'm good with once a week.
I just want to do something active. Like, go to the gym also, but also, like, do something. Yeah. Go to the beach, fucking basketball, let's go soccer, kayaking, hiking.
Bike ride, dude.
Bike ride would be sick. Mountain biking would be sick.
Bro, I have an electric bike.
You haven't been bowling with us yet.
No. Oh, my God. Are you guys still going to do that bowling tournament thing?
Oh, my God.
Bowling tournament.
Yeah.
Apparently, we had to bring Angelina. They won without us, and apparently, Angelina.
She's better than all of us.
I don't know. I hit a 120 when we were playing together. So
no, we did not. You did not.
I definitely hit above 100.
You hit barely above 100.
I hit like.
I remember.
I hit above 100 once.
Yeah.
And then you got beat by Fate, so now you're irrelevant.
Oh well, no! Overall, I beat.
You can suck my nuts.
On God.
I'm always second. Every time we play, I'm never first. I'm always second.
This is my number one loser.
You're number one loser.
Yeah.
It's only a vagina, a long vagina. Hold on, look at that long vagina.
It's a long, thick vagina.
Real thick vagina.
So the trip.
Oh! Yeah.
We love to go off track.
Oh, yeah.
Should we go off track again?
Yeah.
So,
Among Us.
Juneteenth, remember?
Y'all ever have White Castle?
Junior.
It's gonna be mid.
White Castle isn't gonna be good. But I'm doing it solely for Harold and Kumar.
Yeah, Harold and Kumar. They made it. They said it's...
Fuck is Harold and Kumar?
You are so uncultured. Really? It is crazy.
Harold and Kumar was just...
I'm not into, like, old American culture.
Is he Indian?
It's not of old American culture, dude. This is, like, from, like, 2000.
Is Kumar Indian?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the movie with Keanu Reeves where they go and get White Castle.
What? There's a movie with that?
Yeah, it's a 90s one.
Well, this one is a funny movie with an Indian dude and an Asian
dude. An Asian dude called Harold and Kumar, and they just...
Stop kicking the table.
They get high, and then they have an adventure to go to White Castle. Which is us, but
that kind of sounds like the 90s movie I'm talking about.
It's a movie from probably 98, I'd say. And I don't think Keanu Reeves is in it.
Midgey with Babish did a whole episode about it, too.
Sure, yeah, the episode about White Castle Burgers, right?
Yeah.
It was Harold and Kumar, the clip.
It wasn't Keanu Reeves?
I don't think so, man. The only movies Keanu Reeves made in the 90s was either Matrix or Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
That was not the only movies he made in the 90s. What the fuck?
Dude, what did you look up? Bro, you know what I looked up the other day? You know that purple guy from McDonald's? From the old McDonald's?
Yeah, yeah.
I looked up that and then I followed it by porn. God, it was gross.
McDonald's porn.
No, McDonald's purple guy. No, it's going to be the guy. No, it's going to be Ronald. Whoa.
Whoa. That's weird. Whoa. That's cock.
What the...
What'd you expect? You put porn.
Those are two girls.
That's cock.
Whoa.
God. What the... Asian stuff.
What the...
That's cock. On fries.
That is not right.
What the
fuck? Oh, you gotta get off the phone.
Alright, anyways. We got off track again. That was a good one.
Okay. So. Dude. Yeah. I'm gonna fuck you.
Okay. Like 2 months ago, me and Jarrett started eating. What burger place? Did we,
Shake Shack, right?
Shake Shack. We had Shake Shack. We're like, oh my god,
Shake Shack for like the first time. Shit's
this awesome. Burger is delicious.
Never had a Shake Shack burger.
Shake Shack is delicious. So we're like, okay.
Maybe give like the best description of their chicken sandwich that it hasn't tasted more like chicken.
I've never tasted a more chickeny tasting chicken in my life than that chicken sandwich. It tastes so fresh.
That burger sucks.
Oh yeah. Okay. So anyways. We ate that, and I'm like, you know what, let's try a bunch of burger places. Like, two more trips to Shake Shack later, and Jared are like, why don't we just go to Whataburger?
I'll kick the table, yeah. Bro.
And we're looking up, where's Whataburger? I'm like, I know there's one in Texas, and then me and Jared were like, alright, let's go to Texas. And then he was like, actually, there's one in Arizona. And I'm like, alright, we'll go there. So, now that's the plan. And ever since then, we've been, like, slowly eating other burger shops around here, so we can compare taste.
TK Burger.
We had TK Burger, which is in Newport.
Fuck
which...
you. There is a TK Burger in fucking Costa Mesa.
There's a TK Burger in Huntington.
No, okay, well, I mean, there may be, but I was thinking of a different place called PK Burger.
I know that exists too.
Because that's what my dad got me. I didn't know there was a TK Burger, but...
Let it be known there are 3 TK Burgers within a 20-mile radius along the beach. The best one is in Newport. We went to the one in Huntington, and Axel and Jared are having a conversation, an argument about the one in
Costa Mesa. No. We're just getting off facts straight.
Okay. Yeah, because he said, because I thought I had already been to TK Burger, but there's a different place called PK Burger,
which is a teriyaki burger place. Is it? I don't know. That's what it said, teriyaki burger.
Well, because that's what my dad bought me too, and it was pretty good. So it was one of those places where it has like the discolored images of the actual food.
Did you kiss your dad after?
And you know it's gonna be good.
Okay, yeah.
So, we had that. Prior to that, I also had this place called The Cut, which isn't like a chain, but it was a delicious burger. No one else has gone there except me and my little sister. And then Axel was like, I want food. Fat Burger? I'm like, just so you know, it's not going to be delicious. It's not going to be good, but it is a lot of food.
Yeah, our main goal is to try White Castle in Whataburger, but we want to try other places, right?
Yeah. So we're going.
How do you say Whataburger? Whataburger.
Yeah, he said Whataburger.
He said water. Yeah, when I was there, I used to say Whataburger too.
Whataburger.
What a.
You never had it when you were a kid?
No, I did. No, I used to say Whataburger.
No, but did you eat it?
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Not too much, but it's not going to be nothing special.
No, I think it is. I think it is going to be something special. Something real special. My reasoning behind thinking it's going to be good is because I
was about to. Oh, okay. I was going to bring up Enrique.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah, I was going to bring that up out there. So I watched the video, and this dude, he's from fucking Oregon, and he comes down here with his friend just to give him in-and-out. And he's like, just so all you Californians know, everyone else from out of your state thinks In-N-Out is the best burger place. And then I was thinking about it. I'm like, I think there are better burgers than In-N-Out. And I am from California, so maybe that revolves around me. And then we have a friend who used to live here, who moved to Texas, who now says Whataburger is 10 times better than In-N-Out. So now, I don't know. That's why I want to go. Sounds delicious.
There's a lot more items on the menu. So I feel like... I don't know. How many things are you going to try off the menu for Whataburger?
Probably 2. I'll probably get a combo and then a chicken sandwich if they have it.
They do. They have like 3 or some shit.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to get a cheeseburger combo. Whatever, like, their number one is.
Because, like, there's a lot of shit on the menu. So saying, like, some things might be hit or miss.
We're also going to White Castle because we were like, well, why don't we go to Vegas on the way? Which isn't on the way at all, actually.
Yeah,
it's about
really.
It's out of the way.
It's about 800 miles extra to go to Vegas. But that's where we're going. And then White Castle's in Vegas.
Gordon Ramsay too.
And we're gonna have Gordon Ramsay burger as well.
Oh yeah, we're gonna be. Burgers?
We're also gonna.
Is it gonna be expensive?
Probably.
It's gonna be pretty expensive.
We're also gonna go camp on the Grand Canyon.
Let's try the Gordon Ramsay burger.
We're gonna have to have money on top of the 150. Oh.
For a restaurant, yeah. For a burger, probably not.
Okay, what a burger. Think about spending. Just think about spending $20 a day on food.
I've never been to multiple places a day.
Oh, well, you know what? That's true.
And you said we're getting a van now?
When yeah, taking a van because there's a lot less people going. Faith isn't going. Tom.
No, we're going to convince her. I've asked her a couple times and she said she has yet to ask her mom.
Again.
Well, yeah, again.
Well,
but he's basing this on the fact that he thinks that her mom won't change her mind.
I doubt she will. Why would she? If she doesn't let her daughter go to Anaheim later than 10, why would she let her go to Vegas, then to Grand
Canyon? A multi-day trip.
Yeah.
Wait, we get that one van, right?
A transit van.
Huh? Not the 12-seater anymore. Well, if she goes, then I'm going to invite like two more people. And then we'll fill up the whole 12-seater. Because then it would be cheaper.
Is Zach going?
Zach is going. Well, at least his cousin is going.
That's what matters.
That's what matters.
That is what matters.
Honestly, I find it kind of weird.
Brody? No, Brody's chill, dude.
Brody's really cool.
Dude, okay, we recorded... Oh, my God.
We did record a podcast with Brody.
Yeah, but we didn't ever post it, because it was so weird, because it kept disconnecting, but also went to the next day, so it's, like, kind of split between the days.
Oh, yeah, we recorded,
so it's very
like,
weird.
3 hours with him. It was cool.
Yeah, dude.
We still don't want to talk to him.
Fuck, we clicked so hard.
Yeah. Well, Brody's
pause.
Cool. Pause. If you say something gay, you gotta say no homo.
Yeah, he's a cool chap.
Cool
nice
cool
bloke.
Cat.
Pretty cool, ain't it?
Okay, so here's my plan. I kept trying to bring it up to you guys earlier while we were eating at your mother's house, but I forgot.
Your mother.
Okay, look.
Oh.
We leave here on a Monday morning. We get to Vegas by blah, blah, blah. We eat wherever we're going to eat in that day. We spend the night in Vegas. We wake up, and then we either eat in Vegas. Yeah, we're going to have to eat in
buffet.
Vegas.
Buffet.
I'm down for a breakfast buffet. Oh my God, that sounds
a buffet in Vegas.
Okay. Buffet in Vegas.
We're bringing out equipment.
We're going to the Grand Canyon. I would like to camp at the Grand Canyon for the night, but I'm not sure if everyone wants to do that. I would love to do that.
I would love that.
But I think that would go well. You know, we're asleep in the car.
No.
We have to bring
set up a sleeping bag.
One of us have like
set up a fire.
No, like a big like those 12 person tents. I have one. It doesn't have all the parts though. I think I do have a tent canopy. It's a big ass tent canopy that has the walls.
Oh,
not that one. My mom bought a new one.
Oh, we just bring like sleeping bags and shit.
I don't think the problem is sleeping there. I just think the problem is if people want to sleep outside. Mm-hmm. Not only would it save money, but it would be cool to spend the day at the Grand Canyon.
And sleep on the Grand Canyon.
Try to what?
Phoenix? Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess. Like, we could spend the day there and then drive to Phoenix in the night. That's so gross. Stop it.
Dude.
Stop.
Why
you stop. Don't touch me with that finger.
Dude,
I'm sore. I'm going to beat the shit out of you. I'm sore. I'm going to beat the shit out of you.
This guy was a
yeah.
College boy. He was sucking his finger like he was sucking cock.
Oh my God.
Now he's beating the shit out of him.
Wait, I was about to kick this thing.
What is your thigh hurt? I didn't even think you thought.
No, he cramped up.
Not stretching, boy. Not stretching. Got more of the lactic acid.
Yeah.
Anywho. sorry.
I might not go. I kind of want to just for camping on the Grand Canyon and Gordon Ramsay burger. Other than that, everything else doesn't sound that fun to me.
I think Gordon Ramsay has
shit.
Three restaurants. It has the Gordon Ramsay restaurant, Gordon Ramsay burger, and then the
fish and chip place. The fish and chip were good. Me and Ray Ray, we went to Vegas for graduation. We got a shake at the fish and chip. And he's like, man, I'm like, this shake's pretty good. He's like, mine's salty. I'm like, what? And then we traded and tasted each other's shakes. Like, you're right. He had a very salt. Somebody came in the shake.
Yeah, my shake was good, but it was like overly salty. It tasted like someone, because it was a pretzel in it, but it maybe tasted like someone put like 8 pretzels in it, wash them off.
Or came in it.
Or came in it. What if we go get the shakes?
Bless you. Chocolate shake cake?
No. No. Dude, that's not good. I've had it like multiple times. It's gross.
It's so delicious.
You've never had it.
From Portillo's?
Even, yeah.
Even, that's here.
Yeah.
Even.
He tried to convince me, let's go.
We were even. It doesn't even sound that good.
Even. It's not
good.
Fluffy said it was good. Fluffy's the god of
Fluffy.
Fluffy eats tires, probably. He's so big.
He's not big, he's fluffy.
Look, man. I ain't gonna trust nobody that big. That motherfucker likes Mountain Dew and shit, probably.
I realize I can't trust what my mom says is good. Because she didn't like, she doesn't like In-N-Out. She doesn't like good burger places, but she likes Harry's. And I'm like, damn. That's disgusting. She likes all those burger shops like Bob's, Harry's, Golden West Diner, all those like charbroiled thin frozen patty burgers. She loves them.
I don't trust your family with like taste or anything.
Do you have a charger? Of course I have a charger. Am I gonna give you one? No.
Come on.
No.
4%, dog.
Oh.
That's
why did not.
That's just what happens when you live here. Can't charge shit.
Always do that when you use them. Uh-huh. Maybe you should stop using it, huh?
Yeah, huh?
All right.
We are recording a podcast, right?
I'll go to the charge. I'll put it here.
Where's the charger? Ain't in there. Rarely took my charger.
I'm not looking for a charger. I took it for some dick mints.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a charger in my room.
Yeah, it's currently... Oh, fuck.
Oh.
Whatever. I just ripped it off. What time is it? Now I have a mark so I can see where the shit is. I'm going to bleep it out. Okay, whatever.
Sorry, I said on about. I said on about because
there's no... Oh. It's all that I said your name.
Oh.
Sour tangerine cherry.
Remember when Omar was here?
Yeah.
And he tried it?
Yeah.
Did he think that joke was weird? What? I'm like, you feel like sucking some dick? And you didn't answer me.
Oh, I don't know. Probably not.
It was
dude, can you stop eating my dick mints?
Why?
Because I need those.
For what? His mouth gets real dry. To the left, the left. I have a man to the left. Look to the left. To the left.
It also was bigger.
I also used to have a king bed. Yeah, now it's a queen. It's crazy how big of a difference it is.
That's a queen?
It's a queen.
There's no way. That shit feels smaller than my bed.
Your bed looks gross, dude. I would hate to sleep in that.
Oh, yeah. I don't have bed sheets for you.
No, it just looks... just feels gross.
Got it 2 days ago.
You guys should do... work on getting your, ventilation done.
Oh, we can turn on the fan?
Loud as shit.
Yeah, it's loud.
Loud. It's off, because it's...
No, windows and shit.
What the fuck?
Huh?
Are you dumb?
What?
We should install windows.
There's one wall we can install windows on. This one.
It's not our house.
Yeah.
We should just...
knock down the wall.
Yeah, let's just break a hole in the wall, right?
Without letting them know.
Yeah.
They don't even know about the walls.
Yeah. They don't even know that we built the rooms in this room.
Oh, the owners of this house?
Yeah, the actual owner.
I thought you said the government owns this house.
No.
It was one of her day. Why'd you close that window off?
Oh,
See the AC?
For the AC?
I'm gonna get an AC too.
Oh my god.
Stop eating the dick mints.
Do they even taste good?
They don't.
They make my mouth feel...
They kind of do.
Yeah, they're actually really good.
They actually can't taste good. Want to take a bit? Stop eating my mints.
I had one. I didn't taste it. Give me one.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you, fucking 40-year-olds?
Whatever. I don't want
to... You use it for anal?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Stop!
What the fuck?
Like,
what if we did this at your house? What would you be doing?
What if I went into your mom's cabinet and I got the...
Yeah, well, what if we went into your parents' house or parents' room? It doesn't smell good. It's not like lubey. It's not taste. It's not. Dude, don't be dripping no lube on the microphone.
Does it feel like lotion?
Does it make it so the female doesn't feel any pain at all?
It's not a numbing one. It just makes it easier. It just loops. It's just loop. It loops shit up. I don't know what I'm going to tell you, dude. It's like WD-40, but for...
Do you loop when you fuck pussy or just ass? Just ass?
Yeah. I've only used it a couple times.
How often do you fuck ass?
I just said I've only used it a couple times.
What, Tinder dates?
Mm-mm. You know what I'm talking about right now?
Tinder date?
No. Nah, I never use that.
Aren't you talking to...
30-year-old? God. Yeah.
There.
Okay. Yeah. 30. Yeah, she's 30. 30? Nah, she's not 30, but...
Damn!
She's old, bro. She needs that. She's old.
So 50.
Dude, my hands are, like, slimy now.
It's almost like that's what happens.
No way!
No way! Bro, I don't know if you put fucking 10W fucking 30 on your fucking hands, and shit gets oily. If you just leave it, it'll dry up. Man, what the fuck? You're going in my cabinet grabbing my shit.
I'm just adding content.
What? Don't.
What?
I can't even see it.
What the fuck? Content for... that's just for my foot fungus. I don't use that. I use a cream. It's not that effective.
What's rusted oleum?
Rust-oleum? You dump rusty oleum.
Don't.
What's rusty oleum?
What's rusty oleum?
The rust-oleum is... It's paint. That's paint.
Oh.
I did it for the window trim and all that. Just because I needed a little bit of paint.
I use these same ones. I have two in my car right now.
Dude. Same.
Bold? What's bold?
Oh, that's ink. That's like just pen ink. That's regular ink.
You have a lot more shit in your room. This guy's room's kind of boring. You should have a bed.
He has a bed. That's the one thing he has. A bed, AC, and a TV.
Yeah.
It's all man needs.
Oh, flowers. I didn't see those.
It's all man needs.
And lights. And a chair.
You adding content? What type of content is this?
I don't know.
I feel like fucking something.
Why'd you buy this, bro?
I didn't buy it.
You said you bought it.
I thought he bought it.
I didn't buy it. I only came in with it because her dad had given it to me.
Like, her dude.
The one I got mad about the earrings?
Piercing, no piercing.
Stop saying take back. Why do you say take back?
Why did you just say throwback?
Say take back.
I say it with faith, and then faith was like, that's not how it goes.
Sit
like,
down.
Take back.
Sit down, boy.
No, I like
hey, what happened to you saying gangster?
This?
I've been slowly putting in. It's very hard, though.
Slowly my ass, bro. I haven't heard you say that since the last time. You're like,
the only time.
Crazy. Okay, last time we hung out, bitch.
Okay. Your fucking birthday thing?
Three times.
I've been there for like 10 minutes.
Three times.
And you never said gangster.
Daniel, three times.
It's gangster.
The only time I've ever heard you say gangster is when you explain, I'm trying to bring gangster back.
Yeah.
Like, hard. Do you guys have hard this?
No.
It's not that hard.
You said it more times explaining it than you actually saying it.
Just because it's hard. No, I think
dude.
You remember.
You know how easy it is?
That's gangster.
That's gangster. I could have said that when he put his stickers on his minivan.
Say 30 minutes from now.
That's gangster.
No, 30 minutes.
30 minutes from now?
Well, right. You see, your problem is that you're forgetting. Ah!
I'm sorry.
That was pretty gangster.
I mean, us brown people have our own gangster. Yeah.
You know what?
Pop Smoke?
Gangster.
That's sick as fuck.
Pop Smoke?
Fluffy's pretty gangster.
Fluffy?
And Fluffy says chocolate chip cake.
I don't know. My favorite Santa comedian right now is Bill Burr. Hands down has to be.
Oh, you're such an oldie.
What the fuck does that mean?
What?
That's what every old person is.
He's a funny dude.
I think every old person is either, well, like if they actually, he's like, if funny. They're old, either Eddie Murphy, or maybe if they still watch it, Louis C.K. Who was black?
Louis C.K., the one that jerks off in front of people?
Yeah.
The one who's...
Have you seen that Pete Davidson bit about that?
Dude, he... No. He speaks Spanish.
Pete Davidson... Louis C.K. doesn't like Pete Davidson when they were on SNL. And he tried getting Pete Davidson in trouble for smoking. And so, like, he got pulled into HR for it. And he thought... You know, because Louis C.K. is, like, this big guy, obviously.
Yeah.
And so he thought he was, like, going to be in big trouble. But also, like... Also not because, like, you know, smoke, like, he was doing it legally.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, Davidson's one of the big. How long ago was this?
I don't know. It was before he got in trouble.
Before he got in trouble.
But so, like, so that happened, and he, like, got called in. It was, like, this awkward thing that, like, Pete Davidson was talking about, how he was, like, with this HR person and him, or, like, his boss. And his boss didn't even know what to say, but, like, since it's Louis C.K., he has to say something. But even, like, his boss was like, yeah, I don't know, like, I don't know what to say, like, I don't, you know. It was like that. And so he was fine, Pete Davidson's fine, and then he was talking about, you know, and when that incident came up, you know, out of all the people, I am happy that it was him. Like, I'm happy it was that guy. That's what he was saying. Because, like, he did not like Louis C.K., and Louis C.K. didn't like him. But he respected Louis C.K. because, you know, because he's a funny comedian. Funny guy. Yeah.
You hear the thing about Alec Baldwin, like, his weight loss? You know who Alec Baldwin is? He's not bald.
Does he win? Is he a winner?
Alec. Does he Alec?
It's this guy.
Yeah.
The guy,
the boss baby guy.
What'd you say?
He's boss baby.
Why did you say boss baby? Yeah,
he is boss baby. He's the guy that's the Western boss baby.
He is?
Yeah.
Boss baby. There it is. I remember.
Oh, yeah, he was also in the kind of that.
That's why he lost a lot of weight for boss baby, I heard.
Yeah. Okay. So his weight loss thing. He credited to Pete Davidson because he was just on stage or on SNL when they were together, and he was talking. He's like, "Man, how do you stay so slim?" And he was like, "High or some shit." And like, he didn't know what to say. Like, he didn't want to say like, "Oh, I'm still young. I still have my metabolism." He just said, "Oh man, I just do like 100 push-ups and 100 sit-ups every day."
Oh yeah. I saw that.
And then, like, every like time they walk by like in the hallway, like. 100 push-ups. Like, every time. And, like, he actually lost a lot of weight.
And then Pete Davidson, they asked him, and he was like, nah, I don't do that shit.
Yeah, I don't do that. That's good shit. Pete Davidson's a good guy.
Alec Baldwin's a good guy. Boss Baby. Best movie in the world. Best.
Dude, have you seen the Boss Baby 2 commercial? Boss Baby 2's coming out. There's a second Boss Baby.
Oh, really?
The Boss Baby? Boss Baby? Grown up. He's a grown man.
That makes sense. Because that's at the end of the film. Kind of. And I don't know how they could.
As a grown ass man? As a grown ass man?
Yeah, kind of.
I never finished the movie.
Wow. Such a good movie.
You know what else is a good movie? Zootopia.
Dude, don't do that.
Officer Judy Ops.
God damn it. There was like this video on TikTok where it was just like me and my grandparents getting ice cream. And then it was just like a video for a second, and then it immediately just cuts it.
Judy Hopps all fucking shit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Just me and my grandparents getting ice cream.
It was just like a picture, like a video of someone taking.
Yeah. I'm like really far. And it was like.
Yeah.
And then that was so funny. Man.
God. I hate and love the type of comedy.
Yeah.
Do you like Oh my God.
I might watch Utopia porn in the shower tonight.
Dude. That's gangster.
That's gangster.
You see?
Dumbass. That 30 minutes.
I don't give a fuck. See how easy it is to begin it? I'm gonna beat the shit out of you.
Where am I in this? You just blew.
Alright. We're done.
Doing Zach.
God, okay.
Yeah, I'm afraid of, like, not, like, hit him.
Watch the porn.
But, like, hit him and then, like, turn around because he'll just punch your spine.
Yeah, dude. He doesn't give a fuck. God,
I feel like Zach doesn't care where it is.
He doesn't care where his punches land as long as they hit.
Yeah.
I know. So I was, like, messing with Zach at Jared's house, and I was like, come on, Zach. Let's fight. And I was like, I'm Conor McGregor. So I was like, taking like
the stance.
And so I was like, Zach, come on. Let's fight. And then I would kick him. He was like, stop kicking me. And I was like, hit him. And then he's like, all right. So then I'm like, fuck. So I get backed up to the door. And then he starts punching me like that.
He's just swinging arms.
And I was like this. And he hit, like, I felt him hit there.
Your forearms.
My forearm, where I was blocking my head. So I was like, if I didn't do that, he would hit me square, like, in the face.
He doesn't care,
dude,
man.
He doesn't
care. And then after, he ended off with a punch to my, like, stomach.
But I was like, since like he was like, since I was like at the door, I was like clenching everything, so I was like prepared for it. And so I was like the first time I've ever gotten punched in the stomach and not been winded.
Dude, I got tased today. My friend had a taser. Yeah, I'm like, dude, tase me. And they're like, you're not down. I'm like, I'm down. And I was like being a bitch. I'm like, oh, wait, yet no. And then she did it, and my whole arm shook. Okay. I was like, oh.
Pussy ones, or was it the good ones?
No, it was like, a pussy one too, but like,
yeah,
it was a pussy one, but it looked scary. The actual zap itself.
I've heard Johnny Knoxville said that the stun guns hurt the most.
Johnny Knoxville. Okay.
I watched a video on it. Like his worst, like.
Uh huh. Yeah, because it's like incapacity your whole body.
So
yeah.
Is Bam Margera still is like the worst one right now out of all the?
Yeah, I think he's still very fucked up.
Who?
Bam Margera.
I thought Bam was clean.
No. They tried to make a new Jackass, and then he couldn't stick by the no drugs policy.
Yeah, Ryan Dunn passed away, he hasn't been good.
Poor Bam.
That was like 2011, wasn't
it? Wait, someone else too, or is it just Ryan?
He was in a Danny Youngkin video.
Yeah, he was.
He was in like two of them. He went to his house. He went to Danny's house.
Yeah, he was like hanging out with him. He like loved it. Dude, he was such a badass in it.
Yes, sick.
So, oh my God, so nice.
Can you get up? Because
so Johnny Knoxville's clean, isn't he?
Yeah.
And then Steve-O's big claim. It's like a big thing about that.
Yeah. I don't think Wee Man was ever like that.
Wee Man? The drugs and all that?
Yeah.
Isn't Wee Man doing that? Is Wee Man the one who like shoots ping pong balls into cleavage?
Wee Man is the midget.
I know, but does he shoot? Is that Steve-O or is that Wee Man that shoots ping pong balls in their wife's breast or whatever?
Probably Steve-O.
I think it's Steve-O. Does Wee Man have like a wife?
I'm not sure.
A guy I used to work with, he lived in Redondo Beach. Mm-hmm. Grew up there. Yeah, he said Wee Man used to work at a skate shop before he got famous. And there, so he'd like go up on the counters and like get a skateboard.
What you want, man?
Ooh. Well, that's kind of cool. Unless like he's just like bullshitting me. He just saw a midget.
Yeah.
Yo, I seen fucking Wee Man. He was black.
He was black
before.
The 90s were crazy, man.
90s used to be black, man.
Dude, I saw a comedian. He was talking about that. He's a midget. He's like,
bless you.
We don't look the fucking dude. What the fuck?
I hate that
he does that shit.
I go to and she hates it. She's starting to hate it so much. She's like, can you stop doing that? And I'm like, no. I'll boot that up.
Thank you.
I like to burp on Cassandra. It's funny.
I like to shit on Danya. I don't do that. Let the
my right nostril.
I don't know. Clogger.
I don't want to have diarrhea.
It came in a pizza box.
Was it by choice?
Disguise the limits.
Pizza box and shitting on someone.
I don't know if we talked about this, but it's about to get racist in here. We went to Jared's. You know what Jared wanted to do for his 18th birthday party? He wanted to go to a trampoline park.
Okay, you guys keep bringing this up, but what the fuck are we going to do in the middle of a pandemic?
What time is it?
Nothing was open. I would have gone to Notch or Six Flags if it was open.
Anyways,
I didn't know what else to do.
This 18-year-old boy. This man. Now.
Is there a story to this or just that?
No. Wanted to go to a trampoline park.
Instead.
And instead, we got to see the whole cast. Oh, God.
Oh. Oh shit, okay. I was thinking about the fucking Spencer's employees.
Anyways, I don't know what it was. Maybe
it was straight out of Compton.
Yeah, maybe a kid's birthday, a couple kids' birthdays, I don't know, maybe
probably
twins,
like the movie Fresh.
Triplets, quadruplets, I don't know.
But there Boys was, in the Hood.
I don't know. Compton was empty that day because all of them were at that fucking trampoline park. That's all I'm gonna say.
I think they're featured.
It was insane how packed that building was.
There's no need.
I think Malcolm X 2 is being shown there.
Dude, there's no need for this.
Black Panther Part 2 or something.
Oh, actually, they're making that, aren't they?
Huh?
I love it.
My bad.
New civil rights movement.
Can we chill? Whoa.
Whoa.
You know, it was easy enough just to say it was packed as fuck. Right.
No.
Why did that?
Then anyways, his second choice as an 18-year-old man. Didn't really stick out that much. As an 18-year-old man, his second choice was Boomers.
Which is gone to the shut band down? Kids.
We had to go to the one about Irvine.
Oh, that's right.
You have a bat?
Huh?
You have a bat?
I do have a bat. A couple bats.
Wait, what?
Should we get
this?
I'm not playing baseball. Bats.
Huh? What? Okay, do you know anything about baseball? Why do the Major League Baseball players not use metal bats?
Because then they would hit the ball over the wall every time.
Okay. It's a fucking question.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Hey, well, I didn't know.
This is retard.
No, I don't have any baseballs. The one baseball. No, I don't have any baseballs.
Nope. I should go back to my house, grab baseball, and play baseball in that school.
Do you really want to play baseball?
I actually kind of want to do. Just like hit a couple on the field.
Yeah, I was trying to tell Tom, like, dude, we should have a baseball game. And then on a group chat, and Daniel was like, we don't have enough for a baseball team, like two teams. And then Tom said, wiffle ball. I've never played wiffle ball.
No.
It's just the same thing.
Never. Wiffle ball? Suck my ball.
It's just, you know, I mean,
doesn't the wiffle ball do that, though? Like, when you throw it? Like, it spins and shit?
You can make it spin.
Oh. I used to play with, a ball of duct tape in the street.
Yep.
That's cool.
Very effective.
Very effective.
Mm-hmm. This guy was in Little League.
He was in Little League.
One of the most memorable stories that... Well, I have a lot of memories from baseball, but the only one that I think is interesting enough is we used to practice, like, we used to hook up a baseball to a tetherball pole, and we would practice on it. And this kid in front of me was the coach's son, and he let go of the bat, and it's the kid in front of me had a good reaction time, ducked, didn't see the bat, hit me straight in the neck, boom, and I blacked out. Like, the bat hit me so hard in the neck that I knocked out. The kid had some fire on that fucking stick, straight
into
my neck.
I've never blacked out.
I don't
remember
crying, I just remember being like, I probably was crying, but I just don't remember crying. I remember at one point, I think my first year, I was playing outfield, and I was just sitting down, because no one hits the ball in Little League, because she's in outfield.
Yeah.
So I was sitting down, and like I just had my glove open. I don't know what I was doing, and then like I got up like that, and then the ball was coming right towards me, and I just got like that. And I don't know why. I also hit the first home run of the entire Simi Valley that first year.
Three kids.
Oh, our school just beat Simi
Three
Valley.
Normal kids, I should say.
Our school beat Simi Valley in the playoffs.
I said three normal kids live there.
Sorry. I kind of mentioned that what school we kind of go to.
Oh, okay.
Simi Valley? You guys go against Simi Valley?
No, it was for CIF.
What the fuck?
They
you know the name of the
school? It was a crazy game.
It was Simi Valley.
It was a crazy ass fucking game.
Multiple high schools. Or
went to extra innings.
Two high schools. Water polo, right?
Huh?
Water polo.
No, I watched the baseball game.
Oh, baseball game! Hey, I probably knew a couple of them. Wait. Yes.
Probably.
Yeah, there wasn't many kids in my grade. Did you know? Ew, dude. Do you ever clean your hands? Like ever? No, just say no. Is it yes or no?
Just no.
Yeah, I guess. Kind of in the shower.
With a Q-tip.
No, you're not supposed to do that.
Well, you are supposed to clean the outside of yours. What you do?
Outside.
Well,
no, I have a weird cyst in my ear, and I just popped it, and it's bleeding.
Ew.
It's been in my ear, and it's fun to pop it.
My right nostril is now running. Allergies are so.
I used to have a cyst right here in my eyeball. I had it there for like a month. I didn't know what it was. And one, like, for some reason, my sister, I noticed it one day. She's like, hey, what's that in your eye? I'm like, it's been in my eye for like a month or two now, and it's uncomfortable. She's like, oh, just come here. And she popped it, and it was gone.
Uh-huh. I feel it.
Oh, no, I see it.
Oh, you see it?
Yeah.
See what?
See your little, his rash.
Boom.
Rash. Why your rash?
Make a wish.
It's almost like a
little bit. Do you have the mingles? Well, not the mingles.
Oh, these are like different things that I think are interesting that I want to bring up sometimes to the podcast in case it gets boring. It's like, Nazi porn in Israel is a crazy one, because like right after World War II, there was like an actual market for like Nazi porn, like I don't know, like controlling Nazi female thing,
Aryan race,
like, and then she like just fucks a Jew or some shit. There's also a Make a Wish prostitute thing that's I think kind of cool.
I seen a 17-year-old ask, it was like a Make a Wish, and he's like, I just want some pussy.
Yeah, that's what the thing is.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the last thing I wrote down. And it's like, ethically, like, is this okay or not? It was like an actual thing. I don't remember if he actually got pussy or not. I think it might have, like, they gave him money for the Make-A-Wish, and then, like, his dad or somebody took him out, right, on a whatever, like, a day to go out, and I think he probably, like, went to a brothel or some shit. Good for him.
I guess. You know, if we go to Las Vegas, there's brothels in Las Vegas.
Yeah. There's brothels in Australia. What the fuck? Like, what's legal. A brothel? You go there, it's a house with, like, sex workers. It's legal in Vegas. Brothels.
It's legal.
What go the? And you can pay for sex.
Is it technically pay for sex, or is it pay for something else and then you pretty much have sex?
It could be that, but I don't know.
Yeah. Well, but brothels are known prostitutes.
Mm-hmm. Houses with prostitutes and brothels.
Honestly, legalize prostitution. Just do it already. Come on, America.
Prostitution is the oldest profession.
Oldest profession. I thought about that a lot. Yeah. I'm just trying to think about it. I'm like, why would it be? And I was like,
right. Sex.
Yeah.
Sex sells. Mm. I mean, when you introduce monkeys, it's funny that the studies, you introduce them to like some sort of monetary bartering system and trading, they'll like trade fruit for sex. Funny. There's like actual shit like that.
Doesn't sound funny at all.
After this podcast, do you guys want to go for a walk?
No.
I kind of want to go for a walk.
Dude, I'm like sore.
Let's go roof hopping? Roof hopping?
What, dude?
What?
Roof hopping. Dude, I want to. You don't have a Polaroid? Do you have a Polaroid? Well, I'm going to have a Polaroid. I'll like pair.
I ain't got to be home till whatever.
Dude, we should go take a drive to my work. And to see if the sign is still up there and the light's on, I want to take a Polaroid picture on top of, like, the giant sign. And I know how to get back there.
How long is podcasts usually?
Usually an hour.
Usually an hour. So we have to
We're, yeah. All right. We're doing pretty good.
That'd be pretty gangster, though.
That would be.
To go to the school?
You see how easy that was to bring it in? He said gangster.
Not 30 minutes.
Shut the fuck up.
Damn, someone's having sex outside.
Well, first of all, one of them doesn't have a fucking uterus, and the other one doesn't have testicles.
I love testicles. On the record, Jesus. Axel beats his dogs because of hats.
Have you seen Year One?
Yeah.
The movie? Yeah. You haven't seen Year One with Jack Black and
Mac? Is that where he, like,
they like...
Oh, yeah, I love that movie, yeah.
Okay, do you at all recall the part where... They're like, I don't know if it's in Rome or Greece, or I don't know. I have no idea.
The bag with the...
The bag, and he's like, oh, I keep my testicles with me, because they used to castrate themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Is it called castration?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, it is. Yeah. And he just had a bag, and he was just... And he just, like, had them with him, and he was, like, playing with them, like, just running around his bag. And I was, like, thinking, I'm like, huh. I wonder if... I had the opportunity to when I was a kid, and I thought it was ethically right. Would I have cut off my balls?
Wait,
no.
I don't know.
How would you pee?
I don't think
that's where the pee goes.
Dude, the pee just comes out. Remember, like when you were in the school.
I used to think that all the time, like people getting fuck. Okay, dogs are what the dude.
Does anyone remember the last time they shit themselves?
Yeah.
I do.
I honestly probably said that.
You ate a lot of peanut butter and shit himself.
Like a full shit or like
a full on war zone.
Okay, my sister was turning. It was her 7th birthday.
How old were you?
So it was her 7th birthday. I was 9.
Oh, okay.
So I had eaten about a jar of chunky peanut butter with the peanuts in it, and I had fallen asleep, and I woke up, and I was like, it didn't smell like poop, and it didn't feel like poop. But, like, my butt felt heavy. Like, when I was laying on the couch. Like, it was just sagging off my head. And I got up, and I waddled to the restroom. And it literally looked like someone scooped out a whole jar of peanut butter and threw it in my pants. Like, it didn't look like poop at all. I think that's all I ate that day. That's probably all
did
I
you
ate.
Try and, did you try and eat it? Is that?
No, but I was really, really sad. I didn't take a shower in the middle of the night. Dude, can you move it to another outlet, maybe?
I shit myself fucking tiny. Less than second grade. I think I might have been first or kindergarten. Right?
Maybe 6 or 7.
Oh, I was tiny. Right. School's in Texas, so it's kind of indoors. So there's 2 playgrounds. The main one that you can kind of see from the outside, and then this tiny one for like the young kids, the preschoolers, kindergartens, and all the shit. And it's like surrounded by classrooms. So it's just this little one. And the teacher will lock the door so that we wouldn't be able to run in and use the restroom. And I really had a shit, and she was very mean, and she wouldn't let anybody use the restroom. I don't know why, and I think ethically that's not okay for a teacher to do. Now that I think about it.
Wasn't it during recess? Isn't that the one time that people say you need to use the restroom?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, she never let us.
This is what
that dumb whore.
Short, dumb midget.
That dumb bitch.
This is what short girl tells me all the time. but then she's like squire. She'll like say something like, oh yeah, like this is the fact. And I'm like, did you look that up? She's like, no.
I do that
like,
to
it should be. And I'm like, dude, shut up. she said that, but so this is what she said about the pee thing. Technically, teachers aren't allowed to tell you no when you're in the bathroom. Like, which sounds believable, but you know, could be wrong. There could be certain circumstances that go against that. But yeah, she said that, like when teachers kind of use bathroom passes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really allowed.
Okay.
But then again, it's also like bathroom passes teach people how to like, not be retarded.
Yeah.
Can't be just using the bathroom all day.
Whoa. I used to hate when like the.
I was never in the stupid classes that would have kids.
I am Mexican, so the dumb Mexican girls would go and take the pass and leave for 45 minutes.
Dude, they would do that.
And not only.
Can you stop taking my dick sucking mints?
Sorry, go ahead.
The repercussions bounced on all of us who had to shit or piss. It echoed across the whole room because not only can we not go, but they're like they come back from like a liquor or something, and like my biology teacher with testicle cancer had was very nice and was always like, "Where'd you go?" And then dumb Mexican girls would be like,
"I'm getting on the wrong cheese restroom."
Eating hot Cheetos. Has a what's that energy drink? It's not Venom.
Bang.
Rockstar.
It's not Bang either. It was before
Monster. Rockstar.
Monster.
Not Rockstar. It's like they sell it at that liquor right by the school. Oh my god! I don't know what it
Rockstar,
is.
Rockstar, Monster, Bang. The Venom. No Venom. I said no.
I said that. No, I said Venom, but I'm not sure that's the name.
The one with the eye, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Venom.
Yeah, they would come back with that. And I'm just like, dude.
Venom.
Where do you think they went? Like, if you could guess, where do you think they just went?
Yeah, I mean.
I went to a bunch of retarded schools, right? So the classes weren't like the dumb Mexican classes. It was just the school was us. And they just like didn't even bother with bathroom passes anymore. They like gave up. We also got a lot of shit banned in a lot of schools. It's funny.
Dude, there's girls that go in the bath. They, like, this is why they had to create like the rules for the girls, and then they started complaining about it. Girls would go into the bathroom and like take up all the mirrors to get ready. They would like do all their makeup, have their hair dry.
Oh, we don't even have mirrors.
I know,
guys. Yeah.
Remember when they were signing that petition to open up all the girls' bathrooms?
Oh yeah.
Never signed it. I mean, I guess. It would depend on what the reason that girl was. She looked like she just wants to open it up so they can go do their makeup in the private bathroom. But who knows?
Just, bitch, why are you doing your makeup in the middle of school? Like, just wake up early, you dumb broad. I am not misogynistic, by the way. I swear to God.
Apparently, a lot of schools this year were, a lot of schools were struggling to get their students to graduate. There's a lot of kids that are failing.
He just gave us that shit.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's the reason why they gave us that shit, because there were a lot of people failing, and I think they're not going to fail us all.
Yes, last year it was impossible to fail. So,
yeah.
There's no way for you guys to fail. This year, it is possible.
Yeah. I think. No, because for us, it was a sudden thing.
Your standards for graduating are lower than they used to be when it was income. But like, which does make sense, because kids...
So I have Mr.
Dude. Mr. Guy, yeah.
Government dude, you know. Not government dude, Econ guy.
Econ, yeah. We already knew what we were talking about.
He's already got he's got the TARD kids that are failing, which, God, he has to be so retarded. I guess it was the final to the stock game.
Yeah.
I didn't even do it. I have 101, and if I got a 0 on it, and it's, like, out of, like, you know, a lot of points, I would have gone to a 95. Because, like, there's no point.
Well, I never did that, and I still passed, too. You gotta be retarded to fail that class.
You just have to do none of the assignments. And then, like, dude, if you fail that, you have to go to summer school. That's another thing that they're doing. Now they're having to prepare all these students, like...
Seniors or summer school?
Yeah.
They're not getting their diploma.
I don't know how it works, but a lot of seniors have to go to summer school.
Maybe a late diploma. They won't get a GED, but they will get their diploma just late.
Probably. They have to, they're like preparing for it, because there's a lot of kids that are retarded.
All these dumb fucks. You know, okay, we're almost at an hour. I don't think we ever finished our trip story. The plan.
We did.
Did we?
No.
No, we did it. We stopped, like, at the Grand Canyon Park.
Okay, alright, look. We either, on Tuesday, go and stay the whole day at the Grand Canyon, or go pass by, hang out at the Grand Canyon, maybe like 2-4 hours till we get bored. And then we go to Phoenix that night.
I feel like you're overdoing how long we're going to stay at the Grand Canyon. There's no way we're going to stay there for 2 hours. You feel like?
I felt like we could stay there the whole day.
Most people aren't going to want to stay the whole day. I could stay the whole day.
I'm just thinking about, like, you know, typical, like, we're doing stuff, and then we're going to go do something. Like, that's cool. It's also slower than what we've been doing. It's going to be a big break, which people might like.
You should make sandwiches.
Might be relaxing,
but, should make sandwiches. You know, people with the Grand Canyon. Sit down. Have a break. Have a picnic.
Either buying the food. We'd have to buy the food. The grocery store is more expensive in Vegas. Gas is cheaper in Vegas.
Is it?
Yeah, gas is a lot cheaper.
Gas is a lot cheaper everywhere else, but here in New York.
But, anyways, are Twinkies less expensive?
Twinkies?
What?
Like, are just, like, daily consumables cheaper in Vegas?
I thought you, like...
are they more expensive? I feel like maybe in Nevada they might be cheaper, but in Vegas they'd be more expensive. Imagine buying, like, a $10 loaf of fucking white bread. I don't know. I feel like that happens in Vegas.
I don't know. It might not.
What happens in Vegas?
It's still weird to me to think that people live in Vegas at all.
You think they have sales tax on food? Because we don't have it here. Like, on lettuce, on produce, we don't have it.
Oh, there isn't?
There isn't sales tax on like, actual produce and, like, fresh food. Like, actual necessity.
Yeah, there's...
water.
Tax on everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Or very...
You tax on hot food.
I feel like that's more of a... Well, actually, you know what? I was going to say that it was a more left-leaning thing, but that also might be a right-leaning thing, because taxes... I don't know.
I didn't think
that
at all.
Right-leaning people don't eat produce.
No, but they want stuff that are what do you call, not luxury commodities, but things that you have to have. You know, stuff that, like, you know, water. Like you just said, like, there's no tax on water.
I think tampons should be taxed. Wasn't that a whole thing?
That was a thing. Yeah.
I don't know. I because
it was a thing on whether or not women should have to pay for tampons. I seen that on TikTok where people are trying to sign a petition.
Our school literally. Okay, well, it's kind of like, everyone has to pay for everything.
I feel like, you should pay.
Because if it's like, well, why would they make tampons, like, free or tax-free? Like, why don't we start off with something that's maybe more effective, like medicine or food, water, you know? At that point, it's like, I don't know. And plus, tampons are private, like, those are owned by private companies.
Mm-hmm.
Those are private companies making. It's not the government, giving you that water, and they're not funding.
The companies are pretty sure wouldn't care. They like their sales tax on the products. If anything, I don't know.
I don't know how it works.
In Texas, I don't think there's sales tax. There is no sales tax in Texas.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
That's
Oregon.
Why. Oh my god.
Texas. Oregon.
No, it's Texas. That's why people. That's why. Like NFL and Major League Baseball players, they go sign the contracts in Texas. So they don't
you
get
sure it's not property tax? Oh.
Yeah. No, like, if you're signing, like, a big contract to, like, be signed into a team or, like, getting a big check, like rappers do it too, they go to Texas so that none of their money gets taken away by the government.
Like Booga.
Booga went to Texas.
Booga got like he got like $1 million taken off of his earnings from the World Cup thing, because he got it straight. Like, I don't know. I guess there's a certain way that he could have done it better, but he got all his money direct deposit to his bank account, which I don't know how that works.
He probably should have hired someone to probably try to get all of his money. But the same thing with the lottery. Like, if you won the lottery, and let's say you won $1 billion, because at some point it's hit $1 billion, or it's like $900 million.
Yeah.
You would probably realistically only see half, or maybe more than half of that.
Oh, well, and that's see just that's half. If you.
It's like more.
If you're the only winner, too. Usually at that point, you usually have multiple winners.
The last guy who. Oh, yeah, the last person. Last people who won, I think there were two people.
Yeah.
And it was like $874 million. It was crazy.
I won, I got scratchy tickets from Short One's mom for my 18th birthday, and I won $8.
Okay, so you pay the taxes on the shit, right, the year you win the lottery, but what's up with the next years? Do you still have to pay, like, all those, like, all the bunch of taxes if you have a bunch of money, like, in your accounts to your name?
I don't think so. I think maybe if you bought property, year. Or if you buy cars,
because
you need to pay property tax. On shit. So, like, if you bought $1 million house with your $1 billion, you're gonna have to pay taxes on your home.
I'm not sure how it works. I'm not an accountant.
Maybe. No, I was just wondering about the money itself. Because for sure, you pay taxes, right? The government takes money from the lottery.
I think it's 33% of the lottery money gets taken away. I think it's
33%. That's not definitely not half.
It's not half. That's why I said it's either half or more.
It's not half. Oh, you get half or more.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not. It's definitely not.
Like, if you want $1 billion, I think you're probably going to see, like, $600 million. $660. I don't know.
Wow. We have not left Phoenix. Talking about the trip.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The episode is going to be called We Can't Stay on Track.
Finish up that. All right. Go. Well, we have to decide. Me and you and Garrett, and if he goes, are the main people who are going to be deciding where the fuck we go. Because
we're men.
Zach's a little bitch, and his cousin is gonna do whatever we say.
Because he's fucking
And
bad.
Then there's Cassandra on the system.
Yeah.
They'll go.
Oh, here. Cassandra?
Yeah. So.
Yes. Because you wanna have sex?
I hated that when Jake said that.
You wanna fuck her?
Right in front of Hot Topic, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, for all the Hot Topic employees.
Dude, Hot Topic said hi to me. They were, they're bye to me. They're like, bye.
They didn't say bye to me, too.
Say bye to me. That's weird. It's because I think they don't.
I think
Kim
said that.
I think it's because they don't like that one girl.
Alright, so Phoenix. Alright.
I'll show you how the boss does it.
So we have to decide. Are we going to spend the night in Phoenix? Or, I meant, on the Grand Canyon? Or are we going to stay there for a little bit of time? Because the problem, I don't think, is sleeping there. The problem is trying to get people to want to stay there.
I think it would be hard to get a lot of people to stay there. I think it would.
Do you want to stay there?
Not really. I think it would be kind of shitty. I think I
Jarrett?
This is Grand Canyon or Phoenix?
Grand Canyon. Staying there at the Grand Canyon.
I
want to stay this.
Because already, Vegas is already a 4-hour drive. And then to Arizona is probably another 4 to 6 hours.
That's not going
to
be exhausted.
Yeah. So that's probably 10 to 12 hours of driving. Plus, we have to go back.
Okay, no. So this is the plan.
I'll get that on my mind.
On Monday, we drive from here to Vegas. Spend the night. We're freshed up. We eat whatever we want to eat the day before. We eat breakfast. Then we drive to the Grand Canyon, which is another 3 hours. No, like 2 hours. It's 2 hours. It's like 200 miles or like 100 some miles. Spend blah, blah, blah amount of time there. And if we slept there, then we would have to drive 700 miles the next day. Or we could drive 600 miles the second day. So it's either do we want to drive 600 the second day or 600 the third day on the way home or in the middle of our trip. So that's why I feel like if we stayed there at night, I don't know. I felt like it would have been cool to see the sunset because I wanted to look all beautiful. And
well, how about we can stay for the sunset and then we'll leave after the sunset when it gets dark?
I think, yeah, maybe we
wouldn't
should stay
we
in Vegas
be tired?
Like
that. Wouldn't we be tired by then?
Yeah, but well,
it's like a 4-hour drive or like a 3-hour drive from the Grand Canyon to Phoenix.
We can take turns.
It's not going to be the big Vegas.
It's a small one. You could drive. Zach could drive.
That's crazy. Could I drive?
Mr. 114.
Let's go. Zach could drive. Brody can drive.
I want to take the old bitch, but she's just lame and doesn't like want to go anywhere. Dumb. Yeah.
Mm. I don't want
to. Invite her to the. She would give you head on in the car, I bet. It's atrocious, the head. The head game is atrocious.
Is it?
Okay. It is painful. It is dry. It is.
Digman.
It's because she's older.
Yeah, she's older. She's dry.
She had to take out her dentures when she was
in. Bro, I wish. Dude, that would be immaculate, right? No teeth.
Like, they talked about that on
Misfits. Yeah, yes, man. What?
They talked about that on Misfits. I'm getting hit from gums.
A crocodile?
Yeah.
Yeah, a teethless crocodile. Does the death roll.
Oh, yeah! Just like,
dick. good time.
So I think it would be nicer if we could, cause then it's gonna. Is it gonna be hot when we go?
No shit, it's gonna be the middle of summer.
Yeah,
right at the beginning of summer.
Okay,
if we go.
Okay, the thing about out there, we went like 4 days earlier. We went on June 16th of last year, which is 5 days earlier than we're going this year. And it was hot, but I wasn't sweating as bad because out here it's humid hot. Out there it's just dry.
Yeah, dry hot is so much better than humid hot.
Yeah.
So human hot, it's gonna be hot, you're gonna be like, ow, my skin hurts, but you're not gonna be like profusely sweating and like dying.
I think it would be nice to go to a motel.
We get ripped. We have that hot boy
sun. The weird thing is
after that
get ripped in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
The first time I went to Arizona,
we could take a shower.
The Grand Canyon?
Dude.
No,
Motel. Motel ACs?
Dude. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay, yeah, so that's where we're staying Vegas night. So then.
But the second night.
On Tuesday night, we're gonna leave, probably like halfway through the day from Vegas. So we're spending like a day and a half in Vegas then, right?
Sure.
Alright.
Yeah.
And then we're leaving from Vegas to Phoenix, spending a few hours there.
Fuck the buffet, Black Bear Diner.
We have those here.
They suck.
They
dick
suck
here.
Dick
we
here.
We can't stop talking about the one in Vegas.
Me and my dad. They have shakes and shit there. These places don't. The food is better. The service is better.
Yeah.
God, it is
like,
great.
The breakfast here is pretty good.
Whenever we talk about like the Black Bear, we're like, oh, man, it'll never be the same. I always talk about the service, the shakes.
It was probably the best shake ever. The best steak I've ever paid for.
Wait, what?
You're talking.
Well, if we leave halfway through the day on Tuesday, then we can eat Black Bear in the morning, or we can have that for dinner the night before.
I would love to have blackberry dinner, blackberry breakfast, or whatever.
I would too. And then we can have like a buffet lunch of that day, or like mid afternoon. Because like, let's say we leave to Grand Canyon at like 6:37. Boom, and then we get to. Grand Canyon, right when the sun is setting. Look at the shit. Blah, blah, blah. Then we head straight to Phoenix, sleep the night, wake up, go eat the food. Whataburger, we go home. We'll be home by, like, latest 4 or 5.
Honestly, we can play it by ear, too. But we can be flexible. That'd be good. Because, you know, maybe we do like it there. Maybe we'll be like, man.
I like the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
Well, we maybe might need to flexible and bring a fucking tent. That's what I'm saying. Like, so we need to decide.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wouldn't hate sleeping in the car, but remember, it's gonna be fucking hot.
Crack a window.
Oh my god.
All the doors.
Never mind, dude. We for sure have to. I don't want to sleep.
I've done that.
No, at nighttime it's not gonna be hot, but during the day, if we're like, it's gonna be hot as fuck.
I know.
So we'd have to be active all day.
Well, I know, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. During, like, I don't know.
No, and it'll be nice and cool if we were to hike down in the Grand Canyon because the shade, and then it's a lot cooler. It's a lot lower.
That's what I want to do. That's what I want to, like, spend a day at
the Grand Canyon.
Like, I'll just look at this shit for 8 hours.
Okay, fuck well, you. If we
kinda,
do that...
You're kind of convincing me, though.
Then I think that I would want to go... I mean, I don't know how you would feel, but I think I would want to just go to the city so we could sleep in a nice motel on beds after a long day of...
I don't. That's sleeping. The thing. I like...
Because if we were to go camping, then, like, we would make a camping trip, and I wouldn't go. I hate camping. I hate nature. I love the
city. But it's just like...
I don't get that, like, that beautiful feeling. I just feel awkward.
I used to try to freeze.
Freeze your parts?
Yeah.
I think everyone.
I seen a picture of...
No,
what?
Everyone.
Wow. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like that's like a thing. That's like a thing that people usually try when someone's weird and retarded.
PlayStation trash?
No, you said! Dude, like everyone.
You said I felt like everyone tried that.
Everyone but you?
I had a mason jar.
Dumb broad. Dumb broad.
That was blue.
So are we
I don't want to go out. I'm so tired.
I really want to hear the story, and I do want to go to the school.
Oh, sorry.
The school or the shop?
I go to the school.
The shop?
He wants to go to his shop and take a photo on his sign.
Oh, I thought we were going to go.
Roof hopping? No, I kind of just said that. I don't want to go. Plus, I kind of have to work. Got to make some money.
Uber Eats and stuff. Uber?
Yeah.
Uber? Okay. Can we go for a walk? I just want to, like, it's kind of stuck in here. I'm going to go outside.
All right. And then, should we end the podcast here and then just talk about the other shit?
Yeah.
The Hot Topic employees?
Yeah. We'll go for a walk. Or we can go to your job, too.
Okay. I don't want to leave.
I want to, it's kind of
We can leave the room.
Yeah, let's go
outside.
Okay, we'll go outside.
Okay. Alright, we're ending the podcast.
Among us.
See you later, Gilda.
Among us,
Alex. Oh my god.
Vote on 7.
Oh.
I'm dating among 10
players,
person.
3 imposters.
Among us.
No long task.
Alright. I'm ending it. We can't stay on topic.